Robert Jackson, a New York State senator from Manhattan who was serving his first term, has a long involvement in education policy. He was the lead plaintiff in the Campaign for Fiscal Equity case, which began in 1993. New York's highest court in 2006 ruled that the state owes public schools an additional $4 billion in school aid each year. Governor Andrew Cuomo has recommended that school aid be increased by far less. Jackson, in an interview with public radio and television, told WXXI's Karen DeWitt that he and other Democrats in the legislature who agree with him aren't giving up the fight. And he says he's even willing to hold up the budget to win the school aid. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
So do you think the governor is playing the usual budget game here, lowballing education, knowing that the legislature traditionally restores it and that will keep you guys occupied so you're not bothering with other, you know, policy matters or issues that he doesn't want you to bother with?
You know, our governor is a master at classic divide and conquer. So, you know, I've heard upstate versus downstate, rich versus poor, urban versus city, rural versus city. The bottom line is that every child, no matter where they live, and based on the testimony of all of the superintendents from Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, the BOCES, and small rural districts, everyone is clamoring to give them what they're entitled to under the law. That's what they want.
Now, I want to ask you about something else that the governor's been saying the last couple of years. And he's saying the issue isn't that there's not enough money being given to schools. He's saying it's the fault of the individual districts like New York City, Rochester, Buffalo, that you're laughing already before
classic
I even
divide
lay
and
this out, where he's saying that it's the districts that are starving their poorest schools in their districts.
The districts that are starving? No. As a mother, would you starve your child? The answer is no. The governor is playing classic divide and conquer. He's saying, you know, that the state is giving them the money. You know, people ask me, where are we going to get the $4 billion that owed to the New York State children? And my response, it's in the budget. The money is already there. We're not asking for anything new. We're only asking to give our kids what they're entitled to under the Constitution of New York State.
There is one wrinkle in what you're talking about. The governor announced a few days ago that there's a $2.3 billion budget gap because the tax receipts are down. Is that going to throw a wrench into education funding and other parts of the budget?
Well, I think that, you know, when the governor can spend billions of dollars in the Buffalo billions, and we know what happened there as far as indictments and convictions and what have you, when the governor and our mayor can give $3 billion to Amazon. Where there's a will, there's a way.
So would you be willing or advocate to hold up the budget if you don't get the education aid money that you and you, certainly your colleagues, the other Senate Democrats, I think agree with you on this, that you should get?
Well, you know, I say to you that it is so important that we fix this mess. And the only way we're going to fix this mess if we come to an agreement. And you know what the region says, $2.2 billion, and then phase in the rest over the 2 or 3 years. I think that's very reasonable. We're not asking for $4 billion in one shot. So if he's willing to sit down and talk, we can work it out. And if he's not, we have to do what we have to do. I know what I will do, because I'm fighting for our children. I claim to be the father of not only the 1.1 million children in New York City, but I'm there fighting for all of the children, no matter where they live in New York State.
And you would do what? You said you know what you would do.
If necessary to vote no on the budget, even if I have to stand up by myself and say that, I would do it. I'm not afraid.